You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. We reported yesterday that GOP state efforts in Florida to discourage voting by mail could also suppress Republican voters otherwise unable to get to the polls. Afraid of losing votes nationally, the Republican National Committee launched its 2024 Bank Your Vote campaign, promoting early voting, including by mail. The RNC's Bank the Vote website says, quote, "Because of the efforts to protect your vote in 2022, grassroots Republicans like you should feel comfortable banking your vote in 2024. It continues, "In all 56 states and territories, your Republican Party will be working hard to get our voters to vote by mail or early in person and ballot harvest where permitted." Reuters reported February 23rd that Pennsylvania's Republican leadership is even raising money to promote mail-in voting. But behind the scenes in swing states, GOP lawyers are targeting mail-in voters, now more heavily Democratic. States News cites lawsuits in Pennsylvania trying to invalidate ballots with incorrect dates, in Georgia to restrict absentee ballot application deadlines, and in North Carolina requiring arrival of mail ballots by Election Day. Adding to the split personality is former President Donald Trump, saying after winning Iowa, "We have to get rid of mail-in ballots because once you have mail-in ballots, you have crooked elections." For more on the weaving of this tangled web, visit AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.